Ready for season 6G? Load the Dagham advert.
Not to get ahead of ourselves, but we've had some feedback requesting a new advert for qualified electrical engineers or those in the last year of their studies to get in touch with Dagham. Will, any ideas?
I think we need to highlight the greatness of the job opportunity a little more.
This is the greatest and best job in the world. Tribute.
Might be a little bit over the top.
GY and Will were walking on a long and dusty road. In Merthyr.
Outside coolers, I'd imagine.
We came across a big and fearsome demon. In a bomber jacket.
Sounds like late 90s, early noughties bouncers for those struggling to follow.
And he said... Tell me the best job in the world, or I won't let you in. We all looked at each other. And we each said, okay. And we told him the first job that came to our head. It just so happened to be, it was the best job in the world. It was the best job in the world.
GY, can you bring some normality to this?
Look into my eyes and it's easy to see. For an engineer of electricity, it could be your destiny.
Go to dagham.co.uk. Get in touch. It could be your day. It could be your day. Needless to say, the beast was stunned. Someone being sick, heard through his walkie-talkie, and the beast was done. He asked us, what was the name of that company again? And we said, hey, it's Dagham. Rock!
Has the quiz started yet? Get on with it.
We can hear you, that's the main thing.
Let's turn it right up.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I heard you, Anne. Coming in hot.
All right, I'll stick with that.
Jesus. Yeah, turn that down a bit.
What are you doing, Tim, with your long weekend, Jay?
No, genuinely, turn that down. It's like, too fucking loud.
It's like a radio DJ.
It's like...
How's that? Is that any better? Is that better?
A little bit more.
Is that better?
Move your head away.
I feel like we should do sound checks more often.
It's too loud. I don't know what you're
talking about. I know.
That's the same. Are you sure you're using that mic?
Yeah.
Is that the right button?
Yeah.
Turn it right down.
How's that?
Exactly the same.
Well, my mind's up. How's that?
Exactly the same.
It might be that he's never been plugged in properly before. Yeah. This is the first time and now we're getting it.
Well, they've got the true
absolutely
sound.
Absolutely banging, yeah.
Try again now.
Is that better?
No, it's still distorting.
I found it. Hang on.
Well, interestingly, that was actually working off the laptop rather than the microphone.
That's much better.
Now the microphone's on. How's that?
Yeah, much better.
Yeah. I like this sound check. This makes you feel more professional.
Yeah, we should do this more.
How's that?
Yeah, it's much better. Should be all right, I think. How do we sound?
Did you say something? Yeah, you both sound wonderful.
Always. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Above Average Sports Quiz Thing. I'm GY and joining me, a man whose massive health kick for 2022 is no longer needed after losing 6 stone on Friday, now sponsored by Imodium, it's Tom.
Hello, and yeah, we won't get into too much. It was a bad couple of days, but all good. And I had some fish today, so my brain is switched on, ready to smash the average score.
Feeling better then?
Much better, much better.
Good. Slim and trim as well?
Yeah. More than I want, I would say that.
Take it when you can get it, it's fine. Also joining me tonight, a man who seems to be doing the pod from atop a lamppost. It's Will.
Present.
For those listening, he's not actually up a lamppost, but In his head, he probably is. I don't think he's come down from it since Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, for those few that might not know, obviously Bristol Rovers. Well, you might want to explain it, Will.
You tell the story, Tom. You haven't even had time to watch the highlights, so it's not like a second-hand information.
Yeah. So, basically, going into the last game, they were level on points with Northampton.
Yeah.
And so they were quite a few goals.
Five goals difference. Yeah.
There you go. Northampton won 3-1 in the end.
They did.
Away at Barrow, yeah.
Yeah. So that meant that Bristol Rovers needed 7 goals. Now they were 2-0 up at half time.
They were.
All right. Then something strange happened. They go and get 5 goals. To be 7-0 up. Then they stage a massive pitch invasion so they can make sure the other game is finished so they know exactly what they need to do.
I'm not sure this part's entirely relevant.
And then, so eventually, yeah, they've won 7-0. They've taken the last promotion place from League 2 going into League 1.
Goal scored.
Alan Collins from my neck of the woods in Newport. He gave an award to my son back last summer. He decided to get up a lamppost. I don't know if he was put there or he climbed it, but all the pictures are he was up on the top of a lamppost celebrating.
Still in his kit.
Top of a traffic light thinking about it.
Oh, is it?
It was some traffic light, yeah. Street post of some
kind. Yeah. No, it was a traffic light. It's perched on top of a traffic light.
I might need to rewrite my real song. It can be a lamppost for the purposes of that.
Yeah, why not?
It identifies as a lamppost.
Yeah.
Here you go. But yeah, that was pretty much all of it in a nutshell. So there's going to be a big game next year between Bristol Rovers and Portsmouth. That, you know, we'll probably have to go to, won't we, and like host a quiz at half time.
Yeah, let's do it.
Instead of like a penalty, whatever that they do at half time, these places to win £1,000, they can do one of our quizzes to win some lost and grounded beer.
I definitely don't think you uttered the words the greatest sporting achievement of all time or Roy of the Rovers stuff or anything along those lines. It was fairly like matter of fact, like, but that's why it just happened, you know, like it was an everyday event. I mean, it was out of this world. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah. Well, your dad seems surprised, happy, but.
Yeah, very happy. It was an I was there moment.
Yeah. So there's one you'll be saying you were there, even though you weren't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, during the pitch invasion, he video called me, so I felt like I was there. And my Wi-Fi had packed up, so my iFollow had dropped out, so I'd had to run to the nearest analog radio, which was in the car. So I was sat out on the drive listening to it.
I wonder why you were sat in the car. I wonder if you just got back from somewhere, you just didn't want to move away from the radio.
No, I'd actually paid for the iFollow on it, and then the Wi-Fi dropped out, so I had to run out and find an analog bloody radio.
Nigel wouldn't let you go round his, or was he out?
No, so when I said, could somebody let Nigel know I need a bedpan and a beer? He came out in his pyjamas and said, what's all this about? And I was like, well, how much do you mean, what's all this about?
Hang on, what's he doing in his pyjamas at like 4:30 on a Saturday?
I have no idea. I had other more important things to say and do. Like explaining to him the Rovers had just scored 7 goals.
Yeah. Well,
you've been up all night watching baseball.
Yeah.
Well, he said he's all over it now. He's into the swing of his baseball team. He's.
If we've given him a nudge.
Yeah. Doing all right.
Yeah. He's doing better than us, Will.
Yeah.
Well, so everyone else.
Yeah. Everyone.
And that you two, I'm doing marvellous. Thank you very much.
Told you, I'm gonna take it slow. I'm just gonna creep up gradually for you. As long as I'm in the playoffs. That's all I need.
Yeah. I mean, how many games are left? Still about another 100 or
more than that.
Well, they're only about 30 games in, so probably, 130 games or something.
Yeah, long time to go.
Yankees have joined the Mets on 20 wins this season. Well,
oh, there you go. They weren't the first ones to do it, though, were they, G?
We did do it in less games, though. We did it in 28 games. You did it in 30. So,
potato, potato.
The Cubs are aiming to get to the by Yan by October.
Yeah. So, just in terms of the playoffs. Right. Let's get on with the podcast, shall we?
Get on with it.
Right. Do some dedications.
Angel in the night. This
one's dedicated to you. You are the one we want to show love to. It may be one or perhaps a few. Just know you're above average too. It's for you.
Will, let's start with you.
So,
Aaron Collins?
It'll be far too easy to dedicate the episode this week to the entire football club of Bristol Rovers for their unbelievable achievements on Saturday. And I wouldn't want to go in and name individual players like Aaron Collins or Bell Short, a goalie, or Anthony Evans, who was actually my player of the season. But instead, I've decided to dedicate this week's episode to a little known Barrow Football Club player called Josh Kay, who scored the one consolation goal against Northampton that kept the deficit to 7 and prevented us from needing to score 8 goals, which would have been an impossibility, surely. But I particularly like Josh Kay because on Twitter, Bristol Rovers sent him a thank you message, to which he responded, "I'm going on a golf holiday. Here's my PayPal account if anybody wants from Bristol Rovers wants to send me some pocket money." So I don't doubt that many, many Rovers fans have played for his golf holiday a couple of times over. Yeah. What an absolute legend. So, fittingly, I thought I should dedicate it to Josh Kay for his contribution to Rovers promotion.
Now golfing with Gareth Bale.
Yeah. In Cardiff on the crazy golf.
Yeah.
Cool. There you go. Tom, any from you this week?
Well, I mean, it's easy to, follow a team when they're getting promoted and all, but Everton fans have been through the mill a bit this year. It's been real tough going. It's been my son Albie's first year following the club, watching games and things like that. And there's been times where, like, what have I done? I've kind of pushed him towards supporting Everton, and this, he could really, like, hate me forever. But it's all coming round now, and I truly believe that Frank Lampard is the new messiah. well, not quite yet. He's working his way there, but, like, this time next year, perhaps. So I'll dedicate to all the Everton fans because they've been amazing, absolutely, coming through last couple of games, last few weeks, really just all coming together, and that's just been incredible to watch. But I also got it dedicated to my to be brother-in-law in, was it just over a month or so's time. Josh is his birthday this week, so I will dedicate it to him. And he's also an Everton fan, so he was included in the other one anyway.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
So just dedication for him.
Yeah. Just to pick up on one specific point here, I distinctly remember on the day that we went to watch Newport against Bristol Rovers, that Albie had declared on the morning of the game that he was going to support Bristol Rovers. So knowing the true Everton fan that you are and the coward that you are, I bet you haven't even told him that Bristol Rovers have now been promoted for fear that he was going to, jump ships again back to Bristol Rovers.
Yeah, no, that's the thing about him is he does like to be a bit of a wind-up. So I was telling him that, because I said, there's been a bit of, like, history between, like, Newport and Bristol Rovers. I think you can't be saying, like, stuff like that. Like, you're going to support Bristol Rovers because it will all... It could... I mean, I'm sure no one would have if he's 8 years old, but I didn't want a riot to be started because he's supporting Rovers in the county end, although Will was... Yeah, Will was there with his bison here, but...
Yeah, in their shirts. Right. Well, if you're not going to encourage it to support the Rovers anymore, I'll have to do something about that. This is this is birthday in the summer, isn't it? I'll sort that out.
Yeah.
and interestingly, the Newport game, I think, was the only game after Christmas that Rovers actually lost. And we were there. I think so. Oh. I think I kept saying to you guys, it's just they don't seem to lose. Like it might have been one all here and there, and they'd win the odd game, and you think, no, they just don't lose anymore. And true to form, they scored the most points in 2022 out of anybody in the Football League, including, in case we haven't mentioned it yet, the 7 goals that they scored against Scunthorpe on Saturday to get promoted.
I think we've heard enough of that. Well,
I have mentioned it. It was Tom that was going on about it.
Yeah. Yeah. See, Johnny is really going to be glad he missed this one.
Right, let's move on. Right. Dedications from me. I've got one birthday this week. So Joe's niece, Astrid. It's her birthday this week. I think it is Wednesday. I think. I don't know. I think it is. It's definitely the next day or two. I'm pretty sure it's Wednesday because I had to send the parcel down first class this morning and take it to the post office. So make sure it arrives in time. So I'm pretty sure it is Wednesday. So yes, it's Astrid Wood. Her birthday is Wednesday. So happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I think she'll be 3.
Oh, nice. She a Rovers fan as well?
I mean, she's blatantly going to be a Pompey fan, isn't she?
Joe
wouldn't let her go anywhere the way.
When she hears about the Rovers, she might feel differently. Mm.
She's more interested in trains these days.
All right, okay.
We'll see. Interesting. Right, let's do some feedback.
Feedback. Do-do-do-do, it's feedback. Do-do-do-do, it's feedback. Do-do-do-do, it's feedback.
Tom, we'll start with you.
Well, disappointingly, I haven't got any celebrity feedback. I think we've all been busy this week. Obviously, it was the BAFTAs. I think most people were kind of dealing with that. So unfortunately, that is one thing I want to say I've forgotten. If I find some in the meantime during the pod,
have you not been checking emails this week, Tom?
It's been busy, crazy busy. I've obviously not been well. I've been down to Weymouth. There's been a lot going on. But yeah, it might come up later. Who knows?
Okay. Well, if you find any, let us know. There you go.
It's from Aaron Collins, who said, from way up here, I can see average, and you were way above it. Up on this lamppost.
Just in the nick of time there, Aaron. Well done. Will, any feedback?
You must be listening live.
So I can't remember if I've already told you chaps, but I thought John would be here to tell you this himself. I did get a very excited John ring me at one point to tell me that last week's pod was the most that he's shouted at the radio when he was listening to it, playing along. I think he was generally happy with our performance in the end, but when you know them and you're listening and we're dilly-dallying around them and, you know, farting around trying to work out what they are. So he said it was definitely the most animated he'd got listening to the pod, so I'm taking that as a good sign. And then my dad had 4 hours in the car up to Manchester and 4 hours back with me on Friday and Saturday. So I had a good window of opportunity to expose him to the most recent episode. And although he didn't give me any other feedback, really, other than he kept saying, sorry, who's singing this now? I was like, that one's Tom. And who's this now? Well, that's Tom and GY. Who's playing the guitar? That's GY. I think he enjoyed the nicknames. He was playing along with us. He did have a bit of a left field one for West Brom, which stuck with me though, because before we'd even got to West Brom, he said, oh, West Brom are the Throstles, THROSTLES, just in case you have enough to type it in on a future quiz, G. And I was like, well, come on, Dad, everybody knows that West Brom are the baggies. He went, no, they're not, they're the throstles. I went, yeah, really, they're not, Dad. So then he Googled it, and he was right that they have got another nickname as well, which wasn't relevant for the quiz. Yeah, so my dad had a little listen as well. So all good.
What you might find is with those, because I noticed that sometimes we were putting something, and if they had more than one nickname, it was still giving you as correct.
Yeah.
So it might have been, if you had put that in, it would have done
fine.
It. But
yeah.
It might have come up as baggies, but it would have given it you as you picked up on one of the... I mean, that's if the person who did the quiz knew that nickname. I'd never heard
that. No. I've never heard of it.
Incredible bit of knowledge by Mr. Ryan.
There you go. Yeah, so I think that's my feedback for the week. Apologies if I've forgotten anyone else's, but that's my feedback.
Cool. None from Jo this week. She was too busy to listen with work. So she did say, apologise though. She says, sorry, no feedback. I will listen soon. But she has sent me a question. So do you want a question?
Yeah, but can I just confirm, have you not had your bathroom cleaned now for a number of weeks? Because Jo doesn't seem to have time to do it.
No.
Oh, okay.
It builds up.
Yeah.
It's going to be one long clean. She's going to listen to all of season 6. And spend a whole day.
This is how I got ill, mind you, guys, because we just didn't clean and
yeah.
That I can believe.
Right, ready for a question?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your question is coming our way. What will the above average crew say? Woo-hoo, we will answer come what may. Woo-hoo, let's all have an above average day. Woo-hoo.
So, question of the week from Joe. Do straws have one hole or two?
I've heard it, yeah. It's one.
Is it?
Is it? Yeah. I would have said two. My immediate thought was two.
There's no break, is there? There's no...
I had to think,
big hole.
Yeah, but there's a hole in one end, and then you turn out the other end, and you go, there's a hole in this end as well. Two holes.
Yeah, but there's still a gap at the bottom.
Yeah, that's a different hole to the one at the top.
No. One long hole.
All right. Well, we can agree to disagree on that one.
Depends what the definition of a hole is.
It does. I would say it's got one. Obviously, Will's two. What would you say, G?
I can see the argument for both. I'm inclined to say two. But then logic also says it's one continuous thing. I don't know what the science is behind holes.
Is there likely to be logic?
Well, there must be a
definition. Bearing in mind the definition of logic and then the definition of, yeah, but not really.
I mean, depends what the definition of a hole is. Is it just the bit at the top, or is it the continuous thing until it comes out the other end?
See, for me, this is a fairly open and shut case, and we can move on because the answer's two and I'm happy with it. So
it's got two circles.
Yeah, which is equates to two individual holes.
I mean, I've Googled it and there's a few answers.
I tell you what, I mean, you could expand this question as well by saying, how many holes does a paper straw have after about 20 minutes in a can of Coke, which is when it's disintegrated and it's got loads of holes it's coming out everywhere.
How many holes does a polo have?
Mint. Are we including the holes in the O's on the in the writing on the mint as well as the main hole? So we're going for three.
I'm still saying one.
But now that I've brought that to your attention.
Because you've got like the in.
I genuinely thought that was a trick question and you were trying to catch us out there. So
what you're saying is every hole has got two holes. Because everything, right, just up there. I've got one there and one there.
Oh, on that point, then, actually, no, you're right.
Because it's a bit of thickness.
Yeah.
A bit of thickness there.
Yeah.
So that's your one thing, and that's your one there.
Yeah. I really think that's
true of every hole.
I really think, Jim, we need to move this conversation on before I have to put up with any more visuals of Tom demonstrating the holes in a polo using his fingers.
Okay, let's move on. Everyone can make up their own minds.
Don't even matter if you puckle it.
I did have a bit more feedback thinking about it, just in case anybody has been in touch, which clearly they haven't. But John also said he hadn't heard the Ibiza Recover 2 story, but he did know about the events of Jez having to carry me home.
And we still haven't found Ibiza Recover 2 yet.
No, you need to try harder.
An episode. I've got it on my box later. I just haven't got it later.
Well, maybe later you will.
Yeah, maybe.
Right, let's move on. Tom, have you got a song for us?
I have, yes. With the reminder of Alan Collins on a lamppost.
Okay.
As opposed to a traffic cone.
The wheel is up. As you can see, there are a choice of five. We've decided to go for, you know, we're into the baseball season now, a couple of weeks in with our fantasy baseball. So I've picked five baseball related quizzes. We've got RBI, hitting, lineups, fantasy, or all-stars. So, Tom, when you are ready.
And I will say as well, I'm not always the kindest to Will on this podcast, but I feel like I am with this. So,
looking forward to it.
Enjoy it while it lasts, Will.
Thanks, mate.
For 1 week only.
I don't want to be premature, but it's about time you'd be nice to me, and I've got a horrible feeling this might go the other way. But
No, it's not.
Right, Tom, we're spinning the wheel in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, Aaron Collins is a gold truck sitting on a lamppost, loving that promotion feeling. Gold truck sitting on a lamppost, Barton and that Messiah feeling.
There you go.
A quick one because I forgot to put that in the caveat as well section. We have hastily rearranged this pod from a Tuesday to a Monday recording.
We have. Because of Tom.
Yeah, because of me. But that was madness. When I did it earlier, it sounded a lot more like the Madness song.
I was still trying to work out what the tune was supposed to be on that.
Oh, did you not? I recognised it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Give it to us once more, Tom, for the fans.
Okay. Aaron Collins is a gold truck sitting on a lamppost, loving that promotion feeling. As a gold truck sitting on a lamppost, Barton and that Messiah feeling.
Absolute madness. I've got no idea what that is.
Giving it my utmost. Have you heard Love Struck by Madness?
Apparently not.
No.
I mean, I only know it because obviously start of that is Love Struck. Was it Love Struck?
Falling for a lamppost, giving it my utmost feeling.
So, I guess.
Yeah, it worked a lot better earlier when
it worked better in his head.
Yeah. A lot better than as most things do.
Yeah. Right.
I genuinely think that there's an opportunity for Newport to erect a statue of Aaron Collins, you know, somewhere near Friars Walk or outside Rodney Parade, or and it just being him sat on top of a set of traffic lights. I think that would be quality.
If he could do it for Newport, then he's got it.
Surely needs to go up in Bristol.
Yeah. But they're not massive fans of statues over in Bristol.
No, they're not. Right.
You score an own goal, you'll end up in the river.
Yeah.
So the wheel landed on RBIs. For those who don't know baseball, that means runs batted in.
Oh, what was the point? Sorry.
I'm just explaining it now, Tom.
The quiz is on RBIs, Tom. Keep up.
The whole quiz is on RBIs.
On RBIs. So it's another, we call them charity quizzes, but we are less charity these days. But we'll see how this one goes. So the quiz is the Major League Baseball 2021 top 100 leaders in RBIs.
Oh, we've got a decent chance at this.
So I've given us, I thought I'd give us a bit of a chance with some of these by trying to find stuff related to last year, given that we all did fancy baseball last year. So
well, I mean, if it
should
was
be a league field to name some players.
Yeah,
I didn't change my batters that much, mind. I only know my ones, and I drafted the same ones this year.
Do you want it on screen? Because it tells you the team.
I can tell you who it isn't, because I drafted
him number
one. Go on. Go on, tell you. Oh, it tells you the teams, do it?
Yeah, so I'll share it on screen for you, so you can see it.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, there'll be one on here who I've just traded for, who still hasn't hit a home run, and it's the middle of May. And he set a home run record last year, but I won't tell you his name for at least 2 minutes.
Right, 15 minutes.
So just to clarify, this is the total number of RBIs they hit and then the team that they play for?
Yes.
Oh, gosh, I've got no idea who the first one is, but we'll work it out. That's fine.
I might have that one.
I know that one is.
Okay.
Right. 15 minutes. Are you ready? Are we going to go in order? Go down them in order?
And there's 100 of them.
It's the top 100. So 65 RBIs for the San Diego Padres.
All right. Bring it on.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Starting 15 minutes in 3, 2, 1.
Sam Whit Merrifield.
I think it's Perez, actually.
I was going to say Perez. It's the catcher, yeah.
Yeah, Salvador Perez.
Yeah.
Chicago White Sox.
Oh, just putting names into just Judd. Judge, sorry.
Judge.
Tim Anderson.
Who?
Tim Anderson.
Alonso.
Pete Alonso would have, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Guerrero would have.
Abreu.
The pitcher, the Japanese guy, Otani. This is really going to test your spelling.
I know. I can spell Otani. It's fine. Who else played for Toronto? Who else smashed it for Toronto last year?
My guy, Semien. Semien's the one I was Semien. About to mention. Yeah, yeah.
There's a load of them. Did Hernandez last year?
Bissett, the shortstop.
Bo Bichette.
Your spelling is amazing.
Have you got any Mets players?
Yeah, no. Alonso. Lindor,
no. Riley Falanta did. Did Duval? Duval did.
Bogarts.
Yeah. Acuna.
He was injured. He was at ACL.
Did Stanton get enough last year?
Yes, he did.
Gary
Sanchez.
Nope.
No. No Sanchez has came up.
The Puyols last year? No. Aguilar, did he get some? Yes, he did. Dodgers.
So there's Mookie Betts.
Betts. No.
Oh.
He got injured.
Freddie Freeman of the Atlanta Braves.
Freeman did, yeah.
So we go through my fantasy team. Top performers.
Tatis, yeah.
Yeah. Altuve, Houston.
Altuve, yeah.
Springer.
Yeah, Springer. Springer, he came back late from injury, didn't he?
Carrera.
Who?
Carrera. He's left Houston, hasn't he? That's not how you spell it.
How do you spell it?
No idea.
EA?
Not like that.
Miller, Brad Miller. No,
I'm trying to think of that White Sox one. Isn't
did Neil get enough? Tyler Neil.
What about Abreu?
Second. Who is Boston's?
Is it Albies? Albies? Yeah. Oh, there he is. Aussie Albies. Oakland. Put Canna in. C-A-N-N-A. Olsen then is the Oakland one. There is Matt Olsen.
That's what I was trying to think of earlier in the chat.
Yeah.
Everyone from the Brewers. Yelich.
Yeah, could be. Who's the one that got traded? Oh no, we're looking for a Boston player. Boston is Martinez, JD Martinez.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's not.
Reyes, Framil Reyes is in there.
Ramirez of Cleveland. Ramirez. Cleveland.
Yeah.
St. Louis. Ariadne. What's the name? Nolan. He's in my team. The third baseman. Arenado. Yeah. Thank you. Tampa Bay Rays, that'll be is that Randy, what's his name?
Tellett. Do you want Randy Tellett?
No.
What about Rock Divas?
Oh, Rock Divas, yeah.
Oh, nice. San Diego Padres is the next highest one. Padres, you've done Tatis Jr., haven't you?
Yeah.
Is it Hosmer?
Did Trout get enough?
No, Trout was injured.
Eric Hosmer, he'd be in there. Willie Adams scored loads.
Adames, yeah.
Colorado.
The Texas one was my guy. His name is Flippin' Eck.
Juan Soto, he'd be in there, wouldn't
he? Can we just go down a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
So I can see if there's Bryce, any tabs.
Bryce Harper. Sorry.
Harper. Oh, yeah. I got him.
Yeah.
Edman. E-D-M-A-N.
No. Donaldson.
Josh Donaldson, yeah.
Garcia. Garcia was the name. I couldn't remember.
Avisail Garcia. All right, Dolis Garcia.
Yeah.
Joey Gallo. Is he in there?
Yeah.
Rizzo, Andy Rizzo. Hicks. Did he score any? Me.
I tell you what, if John was here, we probably would get 100. LeMayu's two words. There's a H, there's a T in it. There's a T in it. M-A-T.
You did my team. Do you want me to look up this spelling?
Yeah, we'll come back to
it. No. I might see some other players there.
Trey Mancini did. Dodgers. There's a couple of Dodgers in there. I'm trying to think I got my team now.
We should be able to name the entire Dodgers team, shouldn't we? Because they're all like all stars, pretty much.
I've done Freeman, I've done our Giants as well. Did Wade Jr. score any? No.
Posey for
Brandon Belt or Buster Posey.
Oh, Brandon Belt would have been. Brandon Belt had a good year.
He's not in there. Cincinnati. Did I do Castellanos?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
See, that's the thing with American sports. You can't just do like Jones.
Yeah, but you could do Ramirez and
Smith. Will Smith.
Santana.
Oh, Santana.
Tom, there's a couple of Detroit players.
Yeah, your favourites, Tom. Detroit.
Oh, we haven't said Bryant yet. Chris Bryant. He was San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. Seager score. Low, Carl Seager.
Yeah. Oh, Trent Turner. Have we done Trey Turner?
Yeah, Detroit.
I don't buy him into the... Oh, no.
Did Martinez, didn't we?
Houston.
Are there any more Cubs players? If you go down, Chicago Cubs to Mets.
Yeah, there's one there.
Where's the Mets one? Oh, that's Baez. Baez.
B-A-E-Z.
B-A-E-Z.
Yeah.
Oh, Javier Baez. Yeah.
Yeah.
Baez.
Rizzo.
Yeah, I've done Rizzo.
Segura, S-E-G-U-R-A.
No.
No?
No. Who have I got my team at the moment?
There's Guriel. There's two Guriels. One for Toronto, one for Houston.
Yeah,
you've got them both, yeah?
Yeah.
Try O'Neill. Oh, you did O'Neill already, didn't you?
O'Neill, yeah, because I had him on my team.
Try Conforto for the Mets. Conforto.
No.
No.
Nimmo?
That could be Nimmo.
Done.
Is there any more Mets players on there?
It's hard to tell.
They didn't have a great season, so I doubt it.
I'm asking Colorado, McMahon. Padres, Cronenworth, got quite a few of
us. Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, he's in my team.
I did last year.
Well done.
Still a couple of Dodgers, I think. Still a few Houston in there.
Who's the Dodgers catcher?
Smith.
Will Smith.
Any other catchers?
Grandal. G-R-A...
Grandal, isn't he?
Grandal, yeah. Do Posey. Posey hasn't really played properly for a couple of years.
You've smashed a few, actually. Less than 5 minutes to go.
Another Kansas City one. I know I got...
Who have you got in your teams this year?
I got Whit Mayfield and I got another one. I can't think who it is.
Have you done Cody Bellinger?
Davis and Crawford. Davis.
Crawford.
Oh yeah, Brandon Crawford.
Was he on there?
Yeah.
You need another Atlanta players, don't you? Who are the other good Atlanta players? Ozuna. O-Z-U-N-A.
Ozuna. No.
No?
Would you say Tom?
Dodds. Yeah. I don't know one. I can't think of names.
Oh, come on, Tom. Play the game.
Walsh. Jared Walsh. Brandon Marsh. Is he in there? No.
What? The Detroit? Who's the Detroit? Cabrera. Have you done Cabrera?
Big Mick. Milwaukee.
Boston. There's more Boston players. Yeah, what's the one beginning with V? The outfielder beginning with V. Versha or Verasco. Verasco. Something like that.
Verasco.
Vas. Vargas.
Vargas, that's him. No, it's not. Right, let's just give us a steer here. So, Padres. Who's the Padres other than Tatis Jr.? Have we named any Tampa Bay players?
No, I can't think of any.
There's Margot.
Is Minnesota.
What's the. Randy Aspilicueta or whatever his name is. What's the.
Rainer.
Something like that. This is not good for me to spell it.
I can't remember. Who else played in the Reds last year? It's Castellanos. Edmund.
What about Voigt, V-O-I-T? What about Vogelbach, V-O-G-E-L-B-A-C-H?
Made that up. How about Vogel?
Vogelback's in my team. I can't miss it. I can't even go ask about my team. The Bays. Oh, York Soler.
If there's people in you, they're in my team.
Oh, Marte.
Right, let's get Carreras spelled right. C O R R E A. No, take that second, third R A. There you go, Correa. There's loads of Boston players. Who are these Boston players? Right.
I've got Rafael Devers.
We've got Bogarts. Who's the third baseman for Boston? Who's the first baseman for Boston? Oh, Dalbeck.
Stevens is there.
Dalbeck or Dalbeck? Yeah, Bobby Dalbeck.
Oh, who was the other one?
Beavers is third.
Renfro?
Yes, that's an outfielder. Well done. Yeah, Renfro. There you go. Pina. What about some more Yankees? What about...
I don't think there's any Yankees left. Yeah. There's a few Detroit. There's a Cub in, yeah? There's a few St. Louis, Baltimore.
Who's a Cub?
I don't know. He's down the bottom. That's the point, Tom. I don't know.
Go down? No, go down. It just says Cubs, is it?
It says Chicago Cubs, 66. Who scored all your runs last year?
Right, Contreras? Wilson Contreras.
Willie Contreras, no. Who are the other catchers? Who's the Milwaukee guy?
H-A-P-P.
Hap, yeah. Oh, Pedersen?
Yes, Jock Pedersen, because he was at Atlanta.
No, he didn't come up.
He was the Cubs, Jock Pedersen.
20 seconds to go.
No, he won the World Series with Atlanta. He
got traded.
Yeah, he traded. He started up being with a show, wasn't it?
10 seconds.
I'm going to look at my team in a minute and it's going to kill me.
Who are all these St. Louis players?
They got all these right at the end, I think, because he went on a mad run, didn't
he? See how many we get this later. Right. 63 out of 100 we scored.
I could do the percentage.
Yeah, me too.
That doesn't seem too bad, though.
Yeah, but this is an American audience, so I'm worried.
It's definitely, I'm just having a look at the list. There's definitely something there that we're going to go, oh, yeah. So,
I want to give a shout out to John. John would have probably got us another 30 names, I would have said.
I reckon he would have got quite a few.
These two that were in my team.
We'll see if they come up, Tom.
So I'll see if they come up. That could be, I mean, Madrigal's one of the ones, but he's not coming up for anyone.
Yeah. That's all right. So we scored 63%. What do you think the average was? Bear in mind, it's an American quiz. It's at 1,500, please.
72.
Will?
I will go with 65.
So we scored 63%. The average score was... 74%.
Oh, no.
So, do you want to know the ones we didn't get?
Yes, please.
San Diego Padres, Manny Machado.
Machado.
Yeah, that's the one we should have.
Tampa Bay Rays, Austin Meadows.
Yeah.
No. Houston, Jordan Alvarez. Oh, I thought I put Alvarez. I thought I typed Alvarez in.
He's the big guy, and he's the DH.
Yeah, I think so. Seattle, Mitch Haniger. St. Louis, Paul Goldschmidt.
Should have got Goldie.
Tampa Bay, Brandon Lowe.
No.
Minnesota, Jorge Polanco.
Oh, I have heard that one.
Houston, Kyle Tucker. Arizona and Milwaukee, Eduardo Escobar.
Yes, he's at the Mets this season.
Pittsburgh, Brian Reynolds. Baltimore, Ryan Mountcastle. Should have got that one. Atlanta, Dansby Swanson.
Yes, when I was thinking of Crawford, I was picturing Swanson because he threw the ball at Freeman, didn't he, for the final out in the World Series.
Nelson Cruz from Minnesota and Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I should have got that.
Detroit, Jonathan Schoop.
Oh, really?
Toronto, Randall Grishuk.
Yes, he had an awesome season.
Yeah. Phillies, Andrew McCutchen.
Did he?
Cincinnati, Eugenio Suarez. Colorado, Charlie Blackmon.
Yeah.
You got him in your team, Will.
Yeah, this season, not last season.
That's what I mean, this season. Minnesota.
So even more relevant.
Yeah. Minnesota, Miguel Sano. Colorado, Trevor Story.
Trevor, we should have got Trevor.
Yeah. Louis Urias for Milwaukee. Andrew Benintendi for Kansas City.
That's one of them.
No, try that again. That's not his name. I can't remember what it is, but that's not it. Say it again.
Benintendi.
Benintendi.
Yeah, I'm sure that's pronounced differently, but I don't know.
Well, it's spelled Ben in 10D.
So if you pronounce it differently, I don't know how. Philadelphia, JT Realmuto, Texas, Nathaniel Lowe, Baltimore, Austin Hayes, Philadelphia, Reese Hoskins, Cincinnati.
Reese Hoskins, he's in my team.
Cincinnati, Jesse Winker, San Francisco, Mike Yastrzemski.
Yeah, I couldn't think how to say that. I thought of Yastrzemski at one point, but I couldn't pronounce it.
Cincinnati, Tyler Naquin, Randy Arozarena.
That's the one we were trying to think of.
Jonathan India, Cincinnati, Jed Lowry for Oakland, AJ Pollock for the Dodgers, Jaime Candelario for Detroit, Robbie Grossman for Detroit. I had him in my team for it last year. Yadier Molina for St. Louis.
Yeah, the catcher.
And Dylan Carlson for St. Louis. So there you
go. I probably didn't have him. The other one. Did you say Kenefalefa?
No.
No, that's all right. That's the other one.
Yeah, that's fine. So I think there was enough in there that we probably should have got a couple more and got close to that average. It's the pressure. It's the pressure.
Yeah, I think someone's been celebrating too much over the weekend.
Well, it's definitely you two.
Well.
Brought you two down a peg or two on your baseball knowledge, didn't we?
Yeah.
It's easier when you're going up against someone else.
We would have gone more than John and Ross, though.
We'll wait and see what they get if they try it themselves. Oh, well, that's all right. We're still up for the season. I think 2-1 up for the season. It's all good.
Nice.
All good.
Nice.
All good. Cool. That's it for the week. Thanks for listening, everyone. Don't forget to give us a follow on the social medias. We are on Twitter, Average Squiz Pod. You can find us on Instagram, Above Average Squiz Pod. You can find us on Facebook, The Above Average Sports Quiz Thing. You can also find us on YouTube, The Above Average Sports Quiz Thing, where we do weekly quick quiz battles. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel for notifications of when we release the new ones. Of course, you can listen to all our episodes, past, present, and future, on our website, aboveaveragesportsquiz.com. Yes, that's it for this week. Tom, thanks for joining.
Not a problem. Always a pleasure, Beach.
Will, thanks for joining.
Absolute pleasure. And if anybody wants to send us in them recreating Aaron Collins on top of a traffic light, we'll welcome the photographs or videos.
Lamp post.
Please send them into the usual socials. Yeah.
I'm sure they will. So yes, that's it for this week. Thanks for listening, everyone. We will be back same time next week with another quiz. Cheerio.
Bye-bye.
Bye.